Welcome to Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast. I'm CB DeRogi. This week, With Dreams in Her Hair by Addison Smith. Senza sat at her cafeteria table, ostracized for the bones in her hair. Once friends called her a freak for twining phalanges in her braids and for the ribs which rested on her shoulders, curved and protecting as a hug. Counselors held meetings behind her back, afraid to confront the girl with the bones who had no friends. She sipped her soup among the comfort of ribs and ignored them all. "I don't need them," she said. She could already imagine those same counselors watching her speak to herself, taking notes to send to her parents, finding that her parents are gone, and her family is only herself and the bones she wears. The counselors would pity her and say nothing. They would watch her, and someday they would call someone to give her the help they thought she needed. "I don't need them," she repeated. "I have you." Her brother spoke from the fingers in her hair, a voice only she could hear.
"It might be nice," he said, "having friends."
She was in for a lecture, but the words were comforting, so she listened.
"You're weird, in a good way, I think. But you can only be so weird before you end up alone, with only the dead to speak to."
Senza worked on her soup, barely considering his words.
"Honey,"
her mother said from the long rib draped over her shoulder, "we will always be with you, even if you can't hear us. Maybe you could dress in something a little nicer. There are colors other than black, you know. And your hair would look so nice short with no room for our bones. You could keep us in a box, speak to us when you're lonely. I just want you to be happy." Senza rolled her eyes. Her family hadn't changed. The smoke suffocated, the fire burned, but still, they were the same. Her mother didn't understand. She couldn't take the bones out when she was lonely, because she was always lonely. She couldn't put them in a box, because she couldn't bear to be away from them, truly alone in the world. Senza closed her eyes. The traffic of the school cafeteria parted around the table with the girl with the death in her hair, and she heard the things they called her. They thought she was morbid, death-obsessed, a freak. She didn't want their friendship. She had everyone she needed. The table shifted on metal legs as a chair was pulled out and someone sat across from her. She didn't open her eyes, and hoped they would mock her and then move on, not making a spectacle of baiting the freak. Silence met her waiting ears, and eventually she had no choice but to open her eyes to begin the abuse. A girl sat across from her, unfamiliar, with long black hair and a buoyant smile. She caught Senza with her eyes and held her there.
"I like your bones," she said. "They must be really important to you."
She pursed her lips in an awkward smile and turned her focus to her food. A thick vegetable stew, bread, pudding. She nibbled at the bread and made a sour face at its hardness. She looked back at the bones and smiled again, radiant and considering.
"I'm vegan, but it's an animal cruelty thing, and those clearly aren't animal bones anyway. They were clearly important to you. It's nice. A nice way to remember. You don't think I'm a freak?"
The words came out without consideration or concern. Senza wished she could take them back, but the word was out in the world. The new girl could latch onto it, use it to label her forever. The bones in her hair held their silence as she waited for an answer, unsure why it was so important or why her heart fluttered and stilled the way it did. The girl grinned, and it was impish and attractive in ways Senza didn't understand.
"Can I tell you a secret?"
Senza nodded, curious beyond imagining. The girl lifted her hands and ran her fingers through her hair, straight and dark and fine. As she combed through her hair, there was the light crinkle of paper. Tiny scraps fell to the table, a dozen or more thin ribbons of white marked with her scribbled handwriting. She plucked one last scrap from her hair and laid them out on the table.
"They're my dreams," she said,
and there was a reverence in her voice.
"I've been collecting them for years, weaving them into my hair every morning. When one of them comes true, I give it away, so that someone else can dream."
She blushed.
"I'm sorry, it's silly, but it's important to me, like those bones are important to you."
The girl picked through the paper scraps and lifted one from the table. She held it out to Senza.
"My name's Calliope,"
she said. Senza stared at the scrap of paper in the girl's hand. Finally, she took it.
"I'm Senza,"
she said. She stared at the scrap of paper with the other girl's dream written upon it. In tiny handwriting, she had written four words. "Make a best friend." She felt a smile from the bones in her hair and the smallest of laughs. This has been With Dreams in Her Hair, written by Addison Smith. Manawaker Studios Flash Fiction Podcast is supported by patrons on Patreon. Find out more at patreon.com/manawaker. The Manawaker Studio Flash Fiction Podcast theme song is by Kevin MacLeod. The podcast is produced, edited, and narrated by me, CB DeRogi. Thanks for listening.